So, Jeffrey, before you go today, we've been having a conversation over recent days about Martin McGuinness after his death. And today we learned that your party leader, Arlene Foster, will go to Martin McGuinness's funeral. What message does that send?
I know that this was a very difficult decision for Arlene, not that she doesn't want to pay her McGuinness's family on the loss of a husband and father. She's very clear about that. But obviously, there are many people, and you've had them on your programme, Stephen, this morning and yesterday. I had some of them on yesterday morning before I left, speaking very passionately about this. And there are victims who, for whom today will be a very difficult and painful day. And Martin McGuinness takes with him to his grave information that might have helped any of them to have closure in their own lives. And we heard Patsy Gillespie's widow interview yesterday. She spoke very movingly about her husband, the events of that horrific day when he was taken from his family and strapped to a bomb and died with five soldiers in horrendous circumstances. I know that as Arlene sits in the funeral service today, not only will she be thinking of those who grieve the loss of Martin McGuinness, but she'll be thinking of family, her own father, who died recently and who was a victim of an IRA. She'll be thinking of the children that she shared a school bus with, Catholic and Protestant, when that school bus was blown up by the IRA, trying to murder a member of the Ulster Defence Regiment. And she'll be thinking of the many other victims, not least in this voluntary.
But what will she be thinking about Martin McGuinness? What will she be thinking about the man whose funeral she is attending?
Well, it's not for me to speak for Arlene and what will be in her mind about Martin McGuinness, but I think she's laid out her position very clearly in the statement that she has made. It's a complex and difficult question, Stephen. I have mixed feelings about it, as I know many other people have mixed feelings about it.
Do you think it was the right thing for... Do you think she should have gone?
I think it was a very difficult decision for her, but she is the leader of unionism. She was the First Minister with Martin McGuinness, who was the Deputy First Minister, and I think she's made a difficult decision, but she's made the right in the circumstances. And I think if she hadn't gone, well, I think we all know that it would have been a cause for much debate and discussion. And frankly, you know, we need to focus now on getting Stormont up and running, getting the institutions re-established, and providing the kind of government that will ensure the peace process delivers for people in Northern Ireland.
Will you be going to Martin McGuinness's funeral?
I'm still in London, Stephen. I'm attending an event today with Prince Charles, which I suppose in a way itself is ironic. Prince Charles, as you know, his uncle, Lord Mountbatten, was the IRA in Donegal. I will be with him today. He's invited a number of members of Parliament and meet with him. We do that quite often. So I will be with Prince Charles and this afternoon.
Had you been in Northern Ireland, would you have gone?
That is something I would have absolutely considered, and I would have discussed it with Arlene. I know that Peter Robinson is also attending along with Arlene today, former First Minister, so the DUP will be represented.
Let me just get your reaction to the newsletter today, describing it as an ultimatum given by Gerry Adams on the eve of Martin McGuinness's funeral. Let's have a listen to what Mr. Adams has said.
It is possible for agreement to be reached in the coming days, and Sinn Féin's effort will be to reach that agreement. From our point of view, this is about an implementation process. There just can't be continuous negotiation and renegotiation on matters which have already been negotiated and on which there has previously been agreement. The deadline is Monday, and Sinn Féin is opposed to any extension of Monday's deadline. were opposed to any return to British direct rule.
So no extension. It's either Monday or it's over.
Well, Stephen, with the greatest respect to Gerry Adams, he is not the Secretary of State. He is not the government of Northern Ireland. He's not even a member of the Northern Ireland Assembly. And whilst he is the leader of Sinn Féin, and we understand that, the decision on when these discussions will end will not be taken by one party alone. And I don't think that it's right for Gerry Adams to set ultimatums and create this kind of situation where, you know, if we need a few extra days to get agreement, does anyone seriously believe, in the context of over 30 years of our troubled past, that the trying to get agreement for those who lost so much during the Troubles shouldn't take an extra few days if that's what it requires for us to get agreement?
Whether it's right or not, he is the leader of Sinn Féin, and he's saying it's not happening. They're against it. So either get the deal done by Monday, or they're not, you know, Sinn Féin will not participate in any extension.
Well, that doesn't matter for Sinn Féin. Sinn Féin took the decision to bring the government down. Sinn Féin, if Sinn Féin take the decision to pull the plug now on the talks about re-establishing a government, well, then people will make their own judgments on that as to how committed Sinn Féin actually are to having a stable government in Northern Ireland. And a government at a time, Stephen, when big decisions are going to be taken about our futures. I mean, Sinn Féin talk a lot about Brexit and its impact, and yet if they decide to pull the plug on Stormont on Monday, where is the voice for Northern Ireland in those discussions? We will certainly be doing our best to represent Northern Ireland at Westminster, Sinn Féin don't take their seats. And we will actually have a decision where the second largest party in Northern Ireland will have no voice at Stormont, will have no voice at Westminster. So how do they intend to influence the outcome on Brexit on behalf of the people who came out on the 2nd of March and voted for their party?
It sounds from what you're saying today like you believe you need a few extra days and you're not going to have a deal by Monday.
Well, Stephen, clearly, with the events of the last few days, we've lost some time, and that has its impact. The talks have not been as intensive as they might have been over the last few days because of the passing of Martin McGuinness. Under Sinn Féin saying that come Monday, despite that, there'll be no extension.
Yes, they are.
They will withdraw.
Well, here's the clue. The clue from Gerry Adams. Sinn Féin is opposed to any extension of Monday's deadline.
And that is their position, Stephen. But I'm saying we will be there on Monday. And if we need to be, we'll be there on Tuesday and Wednesday to try and get agreement with the other parties.
And do you believe it's unlikely you'll have a deal by Monday, Geoffrey?
I don't know, Stephen. I can't.
Well, you know where you're at now.
I think it's possible, but it's going to be a big challenge, and it will require a lot more engagement from Sinn Féin if we're going to achieve it.
Has there been any sign of agreement? Have you got closer in any of the big issues? And can you tell me which big issue you've got closer with each other on?
I can't tell you that, Stephen, but I can tell you that, you know, we've made progress in terms of identifying the issues that need to be resolved, and we're now crunching down on those issues. We're looking at how we can get the Stormont House Agreement implemented, how we can get the Fresh Start Agreement implemented. The issues on those two agreements that need to be resolved are far from insurmountable, Stephen. They could be resolved, and perhaps they will be by Monday, but I'm simply making the point. If it takes another 24 hours, you know what? The people of Northern Ireland have been very generous to Sinn Féin at times. When Sinn Féin have crashed through deadlines, when Sinn Féin have not done what they said they would do the agreements previously, the people of Northern Ireland were very patient when, after 2 years from the Good Friday Agreement and all the IRA prisoners had been released, the IRA hadn't decommissioned a single rusty bullet. And it took them years beyond the 2-year time frame to decommission, to lay down their weapons. People have given Sinn Féin a lot of space. And I think that Gerry Adams should really reflect on that. He should really reflect on whether the right way to resolve these issues is to set ultimatums and deadlines. And I think that that is not helpful to getting to where we need to get to in Northern Ireland.
Is it still your position, which you expressed on this programme a number of days ago, that if Sinn Féin continue to insist on Arlene Foster stepping aside while the RHI inquiry continues, that there will be no deal? Is that still the DUP's position as we speak?
Well, the DUP has not set any preconditions, Stephen, and let me be absolutely clear about that. The only people setting preconditions are Sinn Féin, and now they've added to that an ultimatum, which I have to say is not a very helpful way and not a very respectful way, since we hear that word often, to go about getting agreement. But nevertheless, we are where we are. I note the change in tone from Gerry Adams. I note his comments at the weekend when he said there is no evidence that against Arlene Foster in relation to RHI. That's what Gerry Adams said at the weekend. He said there is no evidence.
I believe he said there may be
of any wrongdoing on the part of Arlene Foster. So I noted that change, and that gives me some indication that perhaps Sinn Féin, if we get agreement on all of the other issues, that they will remove this.
But for those people who were wondering whether you were going on a solo run, or whether you were speaking on behalf of your party, you're a senior member of the DUP. Is it still the DUP's position that if Sinn Féin insist on Arlene Foster stepping aside, there will be no deal?
Stephen, I don't do solo runs. I've never done solo runs when it comes to these issues.
So help me with a succinct, direct answer then this morning. If they insist on Arlene stepping aside, are you still saying there will be no deal? You said there would either be direct rule or an election. Is that still the position?
I'm saying that if we get agreement on all the other issues, and if Sinn Féin then say they are not going into government because they will not accept Arlene Foster as First Minister, I'm saying it's not Sinn Féin's position to make that choice. And if that's where they are, then we will be saying to Sinn Féin, OK, well, we will decide who the Deputy First Minister is. If you're going to decide for unionism who the First Minister is, then we will decide who is the Deputy First Minister. And if Michelle O'Neill is prepared to step aside, then we'll look at it again, Stephen. So the issue is quite complex.
Well, you've changed. That's different from what you said the other day. You said the other day that if Sinn Féin insisted on it, then there would be no deal. And Arlene Foster was not stepping aside.
I stand by what I said last week, Stephen. I have given you a very clear view on that, and I have no need to clarify it further.
Okay. Sir Geoffrey Donaldson, thank you very much indeed for your time today. Thank you. Good morning to you.